Just take a drive in Michigan's thumb, let's say, and look at all the wind turbines. And it's clear our state is working to get its energy needs met by wind and other renewable sources. Right now, state law mandates that electric providers must obtain 10% of their electricity sales from renewable resources and do it by 2015. We are on track to do that. But a recent report turned into Governor Snyder suggests we could boost that to 30% by 2035. And when compared to our neighbor states, Michigan's renewable portfolio standard, our RPS, is not as robust as it could be. Joining us is the chairman of the State Public Service Commission, who led the renewable energy study at the governor's request, John Quackenbush. And we're joined by the director of the Michigan Environmental Council, James Clift. Welcome back to Stateside. John, I would like to start with you. What do you see as the biggest takeaways from that very heavy-duty report you turned in to the governor?
Well, yes, we took a look at the technical feasibility of doing more wind in Michigan and concluded we could do considerably more than what we have. We also looked at costs, and we were pleased that the costs of renewables have declined over the last several years.
What did your report find that was the most promising, most doable forms of renewable energy in terms of cost and reliability and results?
Well, we're focused a lot on costs, and, you know, onshore wind has proven to be the most cost-effective. We're able to do that currently in the range of $50 to $60 per megawatt hour. We've actually done one wind contract at $48, a little bit below that. And if we look at solar, you know, that's more expensive. Offshore wind is even more expensive. Biomass tends to be expensive. You know, solar costs are a great example of a technology where costs have come down considerably, but they're still quite a bit higher than onshore wind. And that's why our biggest focus through 2015 has been on onshore wind. It will be 94% of all the renewable energy that we've invested in by 2015.
So, James Clift, from where you sit with the Michigan Environmental Council, what are your thoughts as far as this reliance or this emphasis on wind as being most promising for Michigan's future energy needs?
I think if you look at what's happened in wind in Michigan, it's been one of the big success stories. You look at that price dropping from $110 a megawatt hour to, John mentioned, down to $50, $60 a megawatt hour, 50% reduction in 4 years. $2 billion almost of economic development in Michigan over a five-year period, really a success story. I agree with him in that I think wind will continue to dominate if we were to move our standard up a little bit here for at least the next maybe 5 years. But then I think you look at that price curve of solar coming down, I think it would then have some really significant penetration as we move forward with our RPS.
And I would have to think that you don't have the issues with solar that you might with wind in terms of siting, because not everybody wants wind farms, do they?
No, you have it. You can just have it on the top of a roof anywhere. And the other great advantage is the fact that, hey, it's usually generating electricity right when we need it in the middle of the time during our peak energy use hours.
That was James Clift speaking. He's the director of the Michigan Environmental Council. He's joined by John Quackenbush, who is the chairman of the State Public Service Commission, as we look at Michigan's renewable resources goals. Now, John, the report you did looks at Michigan's ability to meet a 10% renewable energy goal by 2015. But the report you helped put together for the governor says Michigan's renewable portfolio standard is one of the less aggressive programs when compared to others, based solely on the target number. Why is that?
Well, I'd like to just maybe alter that a little bit. You know, that is true when you look at the raw number and say 10% sounds like a really low number. But in Michigan, we haven't exempted anybody. There's other states that have a higher sounding goal. Let's say they say their goal is 15% by a certain year, but then maybe they exempt half of the utilities from participating. So in Michigan, we have every investor-owned utility, we have all the municipal utilities, and we have co-ops all participating. So it's 100% participation. It also applies to alternative electric suppliers, too. So It sounds low, but it actually, if we had the Union of Concerned Scientists take a look and submit some comments to us recently that showed if you looked at Michigan's current support for renewable energy through 2015, we actually would rank 11th from the top, which is better than it would be if you just looked at the raw number of 10%.
So it's kind of an apples to oranges thing based on just looking at the raw numbers, at the target numbers. Now, we hear that these headlines that it's doable to have a 30% renewable energy mandate in Michigan, and looking down the road a few years, I'm wondering, James, what are your thoughts as far as what it would take to get Michigan to that 30% level, and what would it mean for us?
I think what's critical here is to just keep a nice, steady, smooth transition going. It's not like you don't want to jump from 10 to 20 in a very short period of time, and that tends to kind of disrupt the grid and the technologies we're using. But we keep adding 1.5% a year and continue that, you know, for 10 years, then, you know, we're up to 25%, a little further up to 30%. So I think it's the idea of having a nice, smooth transition to renewable energy, which provides us with, again, kind of some low-cost, recently, energy. And what's really important is that the very stable long-term contracts are providing more stability to our energy costs moving forward. Since wind doesn't rely on fuel, it's not as waiting for a fuel market to maybe spike and therefore cause unintended consequences. So we're not only kind of providing low-cost energy, but stable energy sources moving into the future. So, again, blending it in, and the report, I really commend the idea that we won't have any problem with our excellent reliability maintaining that as we blend up to that higher number.
And it is what needs to happen right now, policy-wise, to be able to have that 30% goal in place, John?
Well, Governor Snyder would like to make recommendations this year on what path to set for the future, and then it would be set legislatively. The legislature will probably spend a good portion of time in 2014 discussing and investigating the issues and then pass legislation that would apply beyond 2015. They could potentially do it during 2015. Conceivably, they could do it 2014 if they're ready. But the idea is to have a plan in place that would apply beyond 2015, again, from the legislature.
Do you have any idea as far as a date when we might hear from the governor about his energy goals?
Well, there's been no date announced yet, but the governor is planning to do it before year end.
James, what barriers do you see in achieving that 30% goal by 2030?
One of the barriers I'm concerned about is it takes some lead time to start building these projects. So I'm hoping the legislature can move quickly. I think it'd be unfortunate if we wait until all the way to 2015, because that means that OPE utilities go back to the drawing board, they design new projects, new requests for proposals, and then maybe we're not building again until 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about that gap, because the nice thing about our RPS up to now is a lot of Michigan companies have been participating in this new renewable energy field. So we have hundreds of companies out there making parts, we're making towers, we're making blades, we're making the gearboxes. And I want to make sure that those people don't see a lull, we don't get layoffs, we don't see some of that economic development opportunity go elsewhere. So I'm hoping that we can kind of move quickly in kind of establishing our higher numbers. But then I think what we've seen in the request for proposals that the utilities have put out for their renewable energy up till now have been very well received, lots of proposals. So I think there's projects in the queue ready to go. I think we're now waiting for the policymakers to kind of set us on that course.
I'm getting a sense of, I think I am, from both of you, that the situation is pretty good, that it's looking promising, we've made this progress, and you both see a clear path to be able to increase our target. So is it your sense that the folks in Lansing who will make this policy are on board as well?
Well, it's kind of early to tell right now. I think we'll see how the governor's recommendations are received, and I think that may be the first indication of where we go from here.
John Quackenbush, chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission, and he was joined by James Clift of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thank you so much to both of you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Cindy.